Bleak Expectations by Mark Evans. Volume 4, Chapter the 4th. A Painful Life Further Re-Miserabled.
Farewell. I am more angry than a wasp that has just been refused entry to an all-you-can-eat jam buffet.
The son-in-law effect, sir?
His lateness is as irritating as listening to supposedly funny stories about other people's children while wearing tweed pants filled with sand.
Mr. and Mrs. Sourcole, sir.
Sorry we are late, Sir Philip. We were nearly here when I realized that my braces were caught in our front door and I was immediately twanged back home.
You are a ridiculous buffoon.
Yes, sadly, that is a symptom of his condition.
What condition?
My doctor has diagnosed me as lacking gravitas and manly presence.
For which he has been prescribed a pipe. What could be more manly, apart from wrestling lions, pretending to know about whiskey, or saying you have flu when really it's just a cold?
Oh, it is time for my next dose. Bring in the pipe.
And heave, lads! Heave!
What is that?
My pipe. The bigger it is, the more gravitas and manly presence I shall have. Mine is made from a hollowed-out oak tree with a church bell on the end. Now I just tamp it down using a small elephant. Light it with an utter disregard for safety match. And breathe in the goodness.
Why, the room is full of smoke.
But do I not seem more manly?
I cannot see a thing. Serve well. Open the window.
To let the smoke out?
To throw the pipe out. Look out below.
My pipe. Gravity has taken my gravitas. I have been unmanned.
Then put a skirt on and listen. My story continues now. Last time, you heard how, on a book tour of America, I was lured to the Wild West by my twice-dead evil ex-guardian, Mr. Benevolent. There, in the gunfight at the All Right, I Suppose, Corral, he had shot me, then kidnapped my wife, and I now lay bleeding in the hot sun, wifeless and imminently lifeless.
I am becoming dehydrated, and worse, debloodrated.
I shall help you, Pip-Ben, as soon as I free myself. Though that may be never.
Alas, my best friend, Harry Biscuit, was imprisoned in a giant block of cheese.
Oh, I know. Squeak! Squeak! Squeaky squeak! My friends, the mice will help us.
Since when are you friends with mice?
Since I invented a better mousetrap. It was rubbish, and I actually taught them how to read. They were very grateful. Hi, guys. I'll ask them to nibble me free. Squeaky, squeaky, squeak, squeak, squeak. Well, Nibbles, mousy chums, now it'll tend to your wounds, Pip-Bin.
Since becoming literate, some mice had studied medicine. And I was attended by their finest, a Dr. House Mouse.
We'll need a CAT scan. No sign of cats. Then we will fix him, we will fix him.
I was soon back on my feet and eager for vengeance.
Now to pursue Mr. Benevolent and retrieve my wife
and at least some of my wives.
Harry's original wife, my sister Pippa, had become Mr. Benevolent's evil consort. Reacting with his customary wisdom and restraint, Harry had married 93 new wives, all of whom had also left him for Mr. Benevolent.
Ah, on the ground. Scraps of material from Rightly's dress. She has left us a trail.
Like a haberdashery, Hansel and Gretel.
The trail quickly led us to the deep south of America. But to our dismay, it ended just outside a small town named Port Segregation.
This is the last piece.
It looks quite underpanty.
Which means... yes.